96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be cautious of early ice conditions on all of Wisconsin's water bodies. Whether you're ice fishing or snowmobiling, those eager to take advantage of winter activities should stay alert to the rapidly changing ice conditions. The DNR doesn't monitor ice conditions, but they are monitored locally. Tim Anderson is the owner of the Hayward Bait and Bottle Shop. He says that he does an ice fishing conditions report every Friday. He did an ice check on the Chippewa flowage with Tatum Treeland of Treeland Resort last week.
There was about 4.5 inches of ice out there, about 30 foot out from the shoreline. Had a little bit of a snow cover, so your bottom 2 inches of the ice was just beautiful, crystal clear ice, no snow mixed in. Then the next 2 inches, you could see some cloudiness in there, and that's where that snow got mixed in on the ice growth. And that top half inch, 3/4 inch was, yeah, a little bit of snow crust and a little bit of ice.
Anderson says that the snow acts as an insulator and slows the growth of the ice. He checked other local lakes last weekend and found that the ice was thicker on lakes without snow, closer to about 4 inches of ice. He says that residents can watch for ice updates on the Hayward Bait and Bottle Shop Facebook page. He also recommends watching updates from Kyle Tyree, owner of the Wisconsin Fisherman Guide Service, who also posts ice condition updates on the Wisconsin Fisherman Facebook page. With ice conditions changing each day and varying depending on the body of water, Anderson says the best thing you can do is check the ice yourself. If you do check ice conditions, make sure to bring a spud bar, wear warm gear and a life jacket, bring a charged cell phone, carry a couple of spikes and light rope in case you fall in, and let others know where you're going. For more tips, visit the DNR's ice safety webpage. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion. Isabella Nieto reports.
The bill, called Braden's Law, stems from the death of D.C. Everest High School student Braden Bone, who took his own life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. Evers signed the bill at the Green Heck Turner Community Center in Weston on Monday.
Kids these days are up against a whole host of challenges that many of us, parents and grandparents, could never have dreamed of. Social media, AI, you name it. These are things that touch our lives each and every day.
Sextortion is a form of online exploitation where perpetrators coerce minors, typically underage boys, into sending sexually explicit material, threatening to release it unless they receive payment.
Extortion, like what Braden was subjected to, is one of the fastest growing cyber crimes targeting kids in our country today, with reporting from the FBI telling us these cases number in the thousands.
The legislation establishes sextortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties. It also provides the victim or the victim's family with payment from the Department of Justice's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. The bill passed the state legislature in October, less than 6 months after it was introduced.
By making these changes, we're ensuring a stronger deterrent for these crimes, creating real consequences, and making sure Wisconsin remains a safe place for kids and their families.
Braden Bone's family joined Evers at the bill signing. His mother, Brittany Bird, said the signing of the bill gives her hope.
I have hope that we will take back control from these criminals and our children will no longer be pawns in their sick games.
Due to the predicted extreme cold weather conditions, the outdoor Christmas and Hayward activities for this weekend will be postponed. The events include the Christmas Village at the Lot, the Ugly Sweater 5K, the third annual Carols for Christmas, and the horse-drawn sleigh rides. According to the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, the events will be postponed to Saturday, December 20th, when the weather is expected to be warmer. The events will have the same start and end times. You can find those on the Christmas and Hayward webpage. Bird flu, or highly pathogenic avian influenza, has been confirmed in a backyard poultry flock in Marquette County. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection identified and confirmed the case on December 4th. According to a press release, all birds in the flock have died from the H5N1 virus and will not enter the food system. As of Tuesday, there are no known detections of the HPAI H5N1 virus in Wisconsin cattle. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Protection urges all livestock owners to implement strong biosecurity measures to protect their flocks and herds from this disease. Lacouturier is organizing care packages to be sent to tribal members that are actively serving in the military. Anyone who is looking to donate items can drop them off at the LCO tribal office by December 15th. According to a list compiled by the LCO Public Relations, some of the suggested donation items include wild rice, maple syrup, medicine bags, LCO hoodies, toiletries, healthy foods and snacks, and more. The full list of suggested donation items can be found on the Lacouturier Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indian Facebook page. If you know an enrolled LCO tribal member on active duty who should receive a package, you can submit their name, address, branch, and rank to publicrelations@lco-nsn.gov by December 15th. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Badgers lose in a blowout.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 23 ranked Nebraska 90-60. Head coach Greg Gard asked, how'd they manage to lose by 30 points?
We don't have a defensive identity. Haven't had one all year. So we'll search to find one. And I'll find guys that want to play defense. Sit guys on the bench.
Changes.
We'll find out in the next 9 days, right?
The Badgers play next week, Friday, when they host Villanova. NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics tonight. A.J. Green, able to return to practice yesterday, limited despite a shoulder injury. NFL, the Packers head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday. How good is that Broncos defense under coordinator Vance Joseph?
It's a hell of a question. I think everybody's trying to figure that out right now. They do a great job. Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 18 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 1 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow, less than a half inch, and getting colder. We'll start in the teens in the morning, falling into the single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.